this cat named Carlos, we called him Carlito. Poor baby brother had a really small ego, diminutive in size, 4'9". If you provoked a golden him, it'd bring tears to his eyes. He lived a lachrymose life, very tearful, careful not to be out too late or he'd get an earful. We'd go out with friends, Carlos was obsequious, submissive, crawling on his hands and knees for us.
Hey guys, can I hold the door? Let me fold your napkin.
He lauded and applauded us, he was always clapping. A sycophant, a kiss up, on the court a mismatch. When you offer services and they're not wanted, that's officious. Employees act like that at the offices, being suspicious to the bosses. So whether low or high tide, Carlito would abide, put up with whatever life threw in his eyes. He was punctilious, eager to follow the rules. He buttoned every button, always tied his shoes. His number one priority was upholding propriety, being polite and maintaining the laws of society.
If you don't stand strong, you get knocked around. Fortify like a foe, or else you fall down. Eventually, every living thing will fall into the sea. How could I let someone else dictate who I'm gonna
be? One day, Carlito took his dog for a walk, ambling through Central Park in New York. He heard some guy making some scurrilous remarks. Vulgar words and curses now sounded very small. A man's face seemed inimical from the start. Hostile and enemy-like, covered with scars. Now you should never judge a man who tracked a mile in his shoes. But if he doesn't wear shoes, what you gonna do? An evil, malevolent old man wanted to spit words that were vicious, harmful and malicious. The man looked angry enough to punch. He was truculent, pugnacious, ready to fight, belligerent. The man accosted Carlito, confronted him verbally. Carlito got cut so bad, you'd think he was in surgery. See, sticks and stones have never broken his bones, but invectives have made him cry. Carlito was feeling all timorous and fearful. He tried acting circumspect, prudent and careful. He said,
"Hola amigo, ¿qué hora es?"
The stranger said nothing, just punched him in the chest. Boom, the man was nefarious, evil and villainous, colder than Sagittarius. The man continued with his petulance, his rudeness and irritability, saying,
"I want your dog."
He wanted to repudiate the offer, turn it down, but the man had his fists in Carlito's face now. He acceded to the request. Carlito said yes.
"I guess in this case, bro, you know best."
Carlito wanted to be obliging and accommodating, but in fact, the situation was humiliating.
If you don't stand strong, you get knocked around. Fortify like a frog, or else you fall down. Eventually, every living thing will fall under the sea. How could I let someone else dictate?
Later that day, I bumped into a crying Carlito. I was poised on a bench, masticating on some nachos, chewing. I said, "Yo, bro, how you doing?" He tried to play it off like he was only fooling. He offered a spurious excuse, he had something in his eye. Never believe a spurious excuse, it's often a lie. He was crying, he tried to abate his shame, lessen his pain, telling me without his dog he would be the same. Then he told me the story, how this man had abased him, humiliated and disgraced him. Lacerations over both his eyes, he had scars. There had been an altercation, a physical confrontation. It was up to me to mediate the dispute, like Judge Judy, but without the lipstick and attitude. I had to be the arbitrator, the go-between. We found the man in the park where he had been. I knew the solution, we needed revenge, restitution, some payback, retaliation and retribution. I said, "I take umbrage at the fact that you stole my friend's pet. My heart's filled with anger and resentment." He tried to downplay, but I upbraided him. I scolded him severely, criticized and berated him. I said, "You need to give that dog back right now. Plus, I want you to atone and apologize right now. You're lucky that I'm feeling benevolent, nice and generous. Otherwise, I might leave you bereft of your esophagus, without your throat, without a hope." The man conceded, he gave the dog back. That's the end of the story in the track.
If you don't stand strong, you get knocked around. Fortify like a frog, or else you fall down. Eventually, everything thing will fall under the sea. How could I let someone else dictate who I'm gonna be? Don't stand strong, you get knocked around. Fortify like a frog, or else you fall down. Eventually, every living thing will fall under the sea. How could I let someone else dictate who I'm gonna be?